Well, I'd like to finish up today, Siman Kuf Pei Vav. There's another shiur relating to Bedika associated with Tashmish. We have the following statement in source number one, the Mishnah in Nida, and Avtet Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Beishama Omer Tzricha Beis Edim Al Kol Tashmish or Tashmish. This is talking about a situation where a person has Tashmish more than once during the night, which can come up. And so Beishama is of the opinion that if someone has Tashmish more than once a night, so they need to have two Edim, two cloths for each Tashmish, okay, for each one. Because you're not going to check it during the night. You're not able to check it at night. It's dark. Remember, in the absence of electricity, so it's dark at night. So you better have separate Edim for each time you have Tashmish so you can check in the morning when it's daylight. Or Tashmish Lor HaNer. Okay, if you have candles, then you could check it at night, and then you would not need for each tashmish. You can check it after each time. And Basilah Omer no daya bishnei edim kol alayla. Basilah said it's enough to have two edim for all the tashmish, every tashmish that takes place during the course of that night. Let's look at Rashi, source two. Need a test on him at all. Shnei edim chadoshim, right? Two new cloths. I'll call Tashmish for each one. And says Rashi, what do you need two for? This is important. Echad lefona ve'echad la'arav, la'alachrav. One for prior to the act of Tashmish, one for after. That's what she needs, the two, eight and four. One for before, one for after. Ulamachar ta'ayin ma'am, and the next day, when it gets light out in the morning, then she'll examine them to see what the story is. Or Tashmish lo haner, v'tivdok la'achar Tashmish, aid, aid, shekinchobom. Or if you have a candle, I'm not going to now. You're not supposed to have tashmish lor haner. That's not our issue now. But it means you can at least do the bedika lor haner, right? But tivdo klachar tashmish. She should check eid shekin chabo, the cloth which she cleaned herself with, right? That's the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, daya b'shnei eidim kol alayla, echad lifnei tashmish rishon ve'echad la'achar tashmish achron. Right, you only need one for the beginning of the evening, beginning of the night, when they're together, the intimate for the first time, and then if they have a second time, a third time, whatever. Okay, so another aid, la'achar tashmish achron. Now, says Rashi, v'afal gav de mishameshes lo yoda ichazi beni beni. Okay, one second. What good does that do? In other words, you don't know. Maybe she saw in between. Okay, in other words, so Rashi's saying, that the kasha is what if she saw in between, you wouldn't know. Okay, how are you gonna know in the morning after which tashmish this dam came from? Ichazoi beni beni bein lebesham bein lethilo ichpasan lehutzucha livdok el lechomer taras. Rashi says that in any event, this whole thing is only for taras purposes and not for hetel abayla anyway, and she's not gonna be dealing any more taras that night, so it doesn't really matter. For the purpose of Taurus, when the dam came. That's what Rashi says. Okay? This is Shita Rashi Lishitasa, if you remember, we discussed last week, right? That according to Rashi, there's no din of Bedika for Tashmish purposes. Call a bite of low boy Bedika, like those we've shown him. So Rashi's Lishitasa, this whole thing is a Chomer for Taurus, and therefore it's okay, if she'll examine it in the morning. Okay? Yeah. And even, by the way, even according to Beis Shammai, right? Even according to Beis Shammai, you don't know, you'll have these different cloths, but you won't know which cloth is associated with which beer. But it doesn't matter because it's only for Taurus purpose anyway. That's the way Rashi learns. Okay. But the point is that when the Mishnah speaks of Tzricha Beis Edim, okay, Beis Edim is she. She needs two Edim, one for before and one for after. Yeah. That's according to Rashi. Right, we look in the Rashbo, not in the Taurus HaBayis, but in the Chidusha Rashbo, there in Nida Tes Zanam Aleph, Divam Aschem Asnisin. So first he quotes a sheet of Rashi. Let's look at it together in source three. Pirish Rashi Zal, Shnei Edim Halalu, these two Edim, Shnehem Lo, are both for her. Echad Lifnei Tashmish, Echad Lachar Tashmish. Okay, that's the Rashbo, quoting Rashi, right? That's what two, right? She needs one for before Tash and one after, but they both are Edim for her. And then he brings a stickler raya for Rashi. The Rashbo brings a raya for that position of Rashi, which Rashi himself didn't bring that raya. But he's medayik in the language, right? What's the language of the Mishnah? Midekotani tzricha, right? Look at the words of the Mishnah in source one on Tezana Radav, right? Beshama tzricha. She needs. Below lo katani tzrichim. You know, it doesn't say tzrichim. It would say tzrichim, shnei edim. I'd say, okay, he and her. But tzricha implies that it's she that needs it. So that's why Rashi says we're talking about her, and she needs two edim, one from before Tashmish, one for after Tashmish. That's the shita of Rashi, and that's his raya. Beis Hillel says da'ish ne edim kol laila, and so on. So then on the according to the fourth line, nimso he saw da'ish ne edim shtei bedikas kol laila, two bedikas, one before the beginning of the night, before the first tashmish, one at the end of the last tashmish. That's Rashi's shita. However, the Rashbo himself then says on line four, ve'eino mechuvar. I don't think it's correct. The word mechuvar really means white, that's a chamar chavarian, it's a white wine, right? So, I mean, it's not clear. It's not pure, right? It's not correct, okay? Because he says, you came my tamish, well, it's two kashas, okay? My tamish harul shisha do eid day lachar tashmish. What about the fact that, we do find that he needs an eid also after tashmish, but more important, v'od lama lo eid lifna tashmish sheni. Why would she need another aid before the second tashmish? Why wasn't that covered? Mahalo bodka shalachar tashmish rishon. Mahalo bedika shalachar tashmish rishon. Oh, lo bedika shlifnei tashmish sheni. Right? What would she need? She has tashmish at 1 o'clock in the morning. Okay, so she does a bedika right before 1 o'clock and right after 1 o'clock or whatever. And now she's going to have tashmish again an hour later. What's the purpose of the bedika before? Before the second time, that was already covered by the bedika after the first time. After the first time, before the second time, the same thing. That's our Shmos Kash again on the fifth line. But oh, lama eid lifnei tashmish sheni. Hello, bedika shalachar tashmish rishon. Oh, lo bedika lifnei tashmish sheni. You don't need it. Our Shmos says, okay, there's no point in having, again, according to Alibi Rishama, right? Okay, there's no point in having aid before the second tashmish. The aid was just used after the first tashmish. So therefore, Ella says the Rashba, when Reish Lakish speaks of Shnei Edim, Ella Shnei Edim Echad Lo VeEchad Lo Kamar. We run references. One for him, one for her. That's the two Edim, not one before, one after. VeEid Shelo Bodekes Bo Lifnei Tashmish Rishon LaAchar Tashmish VeShelo Bodek Bo LaAchar Tashmish. Remember that? She'd have to check, but she can use the same aid for before and after. The reason you need a second aid is he needs one for himself LaAchar Tashmish. Okay, you understand that's a question. Okay, so that's a different way. It's again a machlokas rishonim now how to learn the line in the Mishnah. It says tzricha beiz edim. According to Rashi, she needs two, one for before, one after. And Rashba said it doesn't make any sense because the one after, you wouldn't need one. Wouldn't need one before once you had one after the previous one. So the shtei edim mean one for him and for her. That's what they each need. The kasha says the Rashba. I brought a raya to Rashi, a diak in the language of the Mishnah, right? It says, "V'ha'de katani tzricha v'lo katani tzrichin." What I cited earlier, Rashba himself brought a shtikal raya from the language of the Mishnah for the shita of Rashi. So he says, "No, don't we have to be so precise?" Meaning, "Ein al mishum damim da havas ba mishum l'sad dido." Means tzricha because it relates to her. She's the one who's bleeding, right? Relates to her, so that relates to her dam. That the whole topic is about her dam. So he uses the word tzricha. Okay, but we don't have to be dumb, but that's why it says tzricha. For example, he said, just like we say, get the katani nami el derech benos Yisrael mishamshos beid edim. It says benos Yisrael, and doesn't say benos Yisrael ubenei Yisrael. No, we focus on her because it's her dam, so he uses the word tzricha, but not to be the die. Oh, she needs, he doesn't need. That's what Rashba says. And he said, v'chein kosav Ramban, not sure if one of my days, the Ramban also agrees with what I'm saying. Rambam zal kosav, and the Rambam says l'shitosav. Remember the machlokas we discussed last week. But Rambam zal kosav da filo beisilo tzvicha bedika al kol tashmish tashla achar tashmish. Even beisilo, remember the Rambam, the shitosav, even beisilo requires a bedika after tashmish. Lo nechol beisham zil bedikos el begufon shel edim. The only machlokas is beisham esavri edim chadashim al kol tashmish tashmish. Okay, and beisilo chay shilohachi. The only argument is you need new bdika klos, so to speak, new edim. That's the sheet of the Rambam. But the Rambam says you have to. So again, that's the machokas. According to the Rambam, you do need bdika. It's not true that for bdika labayla, right? That's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay. Now that's the Gemara on that's the Mishnah on Tez Zainam and Aleph. And the Gemara on that Mishnah on Tez Zainam and Beis, source 4, she saw the machokas. What the machokas, Rashi and Rashbo, what the means of two edim? Okay. The Gemara. Okay. In other words, according to the Rashbo, it's two edim, one for him, one for her, and it's not before and after because you don't need before the second tashmish. You already had one after the first tashmish. Okay, let's look at it before the Gemara Nida Tazan Beis on this Mishnah. Amr Bzeira Midivrei Kulam Nilmad Bal Nefesh Lo Yivo V'Yishne. A Bal Nefesh, Rashi describes what's the Bal Nefesh, a Chosid. Doesn't mean whatever, Boba Bachasid. It means a pious person. Okay, a pious person, lo yivo v'yishne, should not have tashmish a second time. Says Rashi, not doesn't mean you can't have tashmish a second time that night, but it means lo yivo v'yishne below bedika bein time, without a bedika. Dafilu beisilo matzuchi bedika l'sof tashmish. Okay, because even beisilo wants a bedika at the end. So alma chashino shema rasa dam achmas tashmish. Alma mishu yore uporish misofek isolo yivo v'yishne. Okay, and basically the Rebbe says we see that a bal nefesh should not be boiled again without checking, all right? Without checking, because everyone agrees you'll need a bedika l'sof tashmish, so you shouldn't do. But that's because of a concern, so don't do it again without checking beforehand. That's a chumrah. One second, and just to finish the Gemara, I'll get to that. Rava Amar bo v'shone. Okay, Rava says no, you can, because kitanya hi l'taras. This whole discussion is for taras.
Isn't it bizarre, because we say that Beishamai b'makom Beisel in a Mishnah, you're not allowed to be machmir for Beishamai shita of saying Kriya Shema standing up?
Right, okay, so when can you not? You mean, why would he say that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir over here? We often do say that, but there are exceptions. I have to figure out why this would be an exception.
I don't know, maybe with Tosfos that he's not saying that.
We'll see the Tosfos in 7. I was in Machok Tosfos in the Rambam, what Rav Zera meant. Okay, hold over that Tosfos in 7. It's an interesting question. But I just want to point out, just in the concept of Bal Nefesh, an unusual expression. You see that in the Achronim also. Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Mishabur sometimes called Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Now, Bal Nefesh, the Rashi tells us, Bal Nefesh Achos, it means a person who's distinguished for his piety. Right? Some say, as someone said, that his prominent persona is his nefesh. The person is more nefesh than his goof, so to speak. One of those people that you see that there's more nefesh than goof. Right? You can tell such a person. But I remember once Rav Yehuda Amital Zichron Lebracha was the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Haritzion, or Gush Etzion. So he once said, when he was he learned as a bocher in Europe, he's European born. He learned, I think, in Slobodka maybe, but if I remember correctly. So I remember him saying when they would come across a line like that, in the Mishnah Berurah, wherever they were learning, Bal Nefesh Yachmir. So the Bochum understood, Bal Nefesh means, some guy who's outstanding and prominent for his piety, there's certain people who are known for their frumkeit and, and sincerity and integrity, and that they read it as okay, Bal Nefesh Yachmir, such a person who is so makbid and so careful and such a type of person, that's who it's for. And Rav Mital said, but nowadays, the Bochum read that, the guy reads out, Bal Nefesh Yachmir, oh, that's me. I better be Machmir. Mr. Bruce says, Bal Nefesh Yachmir, I better be Machmir. Right? He said it was a sort of a shift in attitude, right? It was, all right, anyway. I once heard, it's sort of ironic. Rav Kook, Zichron Lebracha, was known in Volozhin as like a Fermak. Because he had a beard and he had payas. Guys didn't have beards and payas for the most part. In fact, I remember hearing my father-in-law, Zichron Lebracha, was a Talmud of the Rav's in the early to mid-50s. At the time of Rabbi Parnas and other, he was a Chavrus of Rabbi Parnas. Anyway, so he said the guys who came from the Mir, for example, came over from Europe. And then, talking about the early 50s, there were guys in the yeshiva who just not long ago came over from Europe. My own father, came also from Europe. He was a kid, but he wasn't in any yeshivas in Europe. But he was younger. But the guys who came over, the mirror guy, you always tell who came from the mirror because they didn't have beards. Guys in the mirror didn't wear beards. You always say that there was a Rosh Hashiva of Shimon Ram, Zichron Lebracha, who was a Rosh Hashiva and wife for many, many years. He died, I don't know, not that long ago. I forgot already. Rosh Hashiva, he was a mirror. He didn't have a beard until the end. So the mirror guys didn't have a beard. But Rav Kook in Valozhin was known as a Fermak, so to speak. It's sort of ironic that now people look at Rav Kook that he was an Apikoros, Chas V'Shalom. You know, I mean, it's sort of a funny, when in Valozhin he was, I don't want to say made fun of, but he, you know, again, he was very, he was a kaddosh, you know, and he was a beard, and the guys didn't, he was very close to the Tziv, Rav Kook, very close to the Tziv. In fact, Rav Shechter once told us that Rav Moshe Tzvi Neiria, who was a primary Talmud of Rav Kook's, from Kfar HaRoeh, he was the Rav of Kfar HaRoeh, and he wrote biographies of Kook and so on. Shechter said some shaykhist him. So he said, Moshe Tzvi Neiria once told him that they asked Rav Kook, why is it that he feels that his lot in life was to be looked down upon as someone who wasn't, you know, it was an apikoris and so on. When the opposite was true, it was a kaddosh, you know. So actually, it's interesting. He was matztik as adin. He said that, he thinks it's because one time when he was in the yeshiva in Valozhin, so there was a bacher there in the yeshiva when he was a bacher. He was an older bacher of Kook was, and this other bacher. And we know this now historically. There were guys in the yeshiva in Valozhin who were very bright fellows, intellectual-minded fellows, and some of them got hooked into Haskalah and other things and secular literature and this and that. And there was a certain bacher that Kook felt was having a detrimental effect on other students, because he had certain views and certain shitas and so on and so forth about philosophy and whatever else that were, you know, Rav Kook felt that it was a negative influence in the yeshiva. And he told the Netziv, whom the Netziv was Rosh Yeshiva, and he was very close to the Netziv, he told the Netziv he thinks we should get rid of this fellow because he's... So the Netziv listened to him, the Netziv did, they got rid of this guy. And Rav Kook felt guilty about it afterwards. He felt, you know, he made a mistake. He shouldn't have just gotten rid of the guy. He should have first tried to sit with him and learn with him and be makar of him and so on and so forth. And he could have perhaps won him over. And he felt that because he basically called this guy an apikoros and they had him kicked out of the yeshiva, so that's why he was tzidik adin. That's why he mida kereged mida. That's why he kind of suffered with that, which is an amazing, kind of response. But that's what Shech told. Then I asked Shech when he told us that. I said, so what happened with the Rav? You know, what happened with Soloveitchik? Well, what did he do that deserved to be shunned, you know, in the yeshiva? Okay, anyway, but getting back to this. So it says Bal Nefesh Yachmer, and your question is a good question. But Tosus makes an important point in Source 6. Tosus there in Tassayan Rebbe says, Dibam Askel Lo Yuval V'Yishneh, Pirish im lo yivduk, that's like Rashi said in 5, below B'dik in time. Pirish im lo yivduk, the Shema machmas chimu tashmish rishon rosa, right? The excitement and the passion of the moment and so caused her to, again, we discussed earlier in the year, sometimes, Riyas Dam can be generated by emotional or psychological occurrences. Okay. Now he says, but Vidafka bal nefesh. Okay, Rav Zera Tadafka Bal Nefesh. The Rav Zera Yoda Nami the Baila Lo Boy Bedika. And again, this is Tosel Shitosel, the Baila Lo Boy Bedika. Rav Zera was aware of that too. Okay, Rav Zera knew the Baila. As Rava says, Rava Omar, no, Bo Vishona Kitanya Hi Lataris. Well, Rav Zera was also aware that it's Taris. Rav Zera was aware of the Din de la Baila Lo Boy Bedika. And so, but he just said, a Bal Nefesh wants him back. When Rava Omar, feel a Bal Nefesh Lo. And Rav is arguing about Nefesh also shouldn't do it. Okay? Dilma, Libo Nokfo. You know, again, we spoke that in the past. You know, the next time they'll be nervous and so on, whatever the reason is of Libo Nokfo. But in other words, Tosas is limiting the discussion or limiting the machlokas. Tosas, Rav Zera was also well aware of the fact that Labila, strictly speaking, Loboy Bedika, he said, someone wants to be a Bal Nefesh, you know, a Chosid, an excessively pious person wants to be Machmer. Okay? You know, even Labila. And Rav says, no, even he shouldn't do it. Okay, I don't know. Maybe that's a machlokas. Maybe Rava. I don't know if that's what you meant before. But maybe according to Tosa, maybe Rava is saying no. Mishamak Mishul and a Mishnah, and you're not supposed to be machir, right? Even a Bal Nefesh, he's assuming it could be that's a machlokas. I'm not sure. Okay, you follow? All right, then it says Vim Tomar Umay Maisi Tanya Nami Hachi. But one second, according to what Tosa just said, that even he agrees. Even Rav Zera agrees that it's Lataris, that Lataris, the whole thing is Lataris. So look back in source 4, look at the language of the Gemara. It says, Tanya Amihochi, Medo Amir Lataris, Avalabaila Mutaris. Tanya Nami Hochi. That sounds like it's a riot. With a Brisa, it's a riot to Rava. But there agrees too. Tanya Hochi the Taras. There's no argument about it. Tosus wonders. Maybe the Brisa only Tomar Abal Nefesh. Okay? I'm sorry, the Brisa wasn't Tomar Abal Nefesh. Okay, maybe it was only 20. And Ochanami, why is that Brisa riot to Rava? According to what Tosha said, the Machokas, Zeran Rava, is regarding a Baal Nefesh. That's the only Machokas. Average person, everybody agrees, is not enough to worry about it. But the Machokas, Zeran Rava, is regarding a Baal Nefesh. Should a Baal Nefesh be Machre? Zeran says a Baal Nefesh be Machre, and the Rava says a Baal Nefesh shouldn't be Machre. Now it says, Tanya Amihoki, right? Rava. Who says that's talking about a Baal Nefesh? Maybe that price is talking about a regular person. So how's that a riot to Rava? The flow of the Gemara is that this Tanya Rami Hachi, again, we have that, dozens of times, hundreds of times in the Gemara, they call him a Chokas, says Tanya Rami Hachi, you bring a riot to one position. But how is this a riot to the position of Rava, that Kitanya Ahila Taras, the Zera agrees. Okay, Rav Zera agrees, he only argues regarding a Baal Nefesh. And so maybe this Brisa is only talking about a Baal Nefesh. Oh, he says, is the first time. Okay, so in other words, remember the language of the Gemara, look back and forth. Rav Zera, Medivei Kul Nilmad Baal Nefesh Lo Yivo V'Yishna, the second time. But maybe the Brisa was the first time, right? And it'll be a Shlomer, the Ava L'Bai L'Mutaris, Mashma Heter Gomor L'Chol Olam. Afila V'Yishna, the phrase of the Brisa, of a labila mutaris, a blanket statement, mutaris means under all circumstances and so on and so forth. Right? It's a heter gomor for everybody. And that's why it's a riot to Rav. It's not talking, don't tell me that this brice is limited only to Stam B'nai Adam. It doesn't apply to Baal Nefesh. It applies to everybody. That's the Lashon mutaris, means a blanket heter that covers all cases in all times, even the first time and so on. Okay? So anyway, that's those. Everyone with me? So you take a look now in the Rambam, which the Rashbam referred to, but the Rambam is in Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay, Perek Dalad Halacha Yud Zayin. Hamishamish mitoso palmim rabos ein on tzrichin livdo shnei ha'edim shalahen al kol biyobia ela mekaneach hu be'ed shelo v'hi be'ed shelo. Okay, so that sounds a little like Rashbam, right? It's two different edim, one for him, one for her. Achar kol biyobia. That's the Rambam mishitoso. V'shal kol alayla. And so on, as we discussed already, the carbon and everything else. So according to the Rambam, okay, if they have bia numerous times in the same night, they need to do bedikas in between each one. Okay, in between each one. Okay, in other words, it's usher to be bowl a second time without bedikas in between. Without bedikas in between. In other words, it sounds like he's paskening like Reb Zera. Okay, it sounds like he's passing like Abzerah. And he doesn't say this is only for Baal Nefesh. So the Rambam would appear to learn the Machlokas Abzerah and Rava, not only about a Baal Nefesh. And that's the Rambam Shitoso, because the Rambam, as again, we learned, the Rambam does not limit to the B'dikas to Taurus purpose only. So even for Labailin, we discussed this last week. So the Rambam, again, Lashitoso, when Abzerah talks about, a Baal Nefesh, he's saying the proper din. He's not saying not like Rashi said it's a chassid. Baal Nefesh means someone who's careful about the din. He's talking about the mamish the din, the shuras hadin. It's a little difficult to say that Baal Nefesh, but maybe the Rambam learned Baal Nefesh means somebody who wants to observe the din properly, right? And not the somebody who's noted for his piety and so on and so forth, the way Rashi and Tosafot learn. No, the Rambam says it's a regular person. He doesn't mention Baal Nefesh, a regular din. So the Rambam paskins like Abzera. Okay, despite the Tanya Namihoch, he seems to paskin like Reb Zera. That the halacha is like Reb Zera, the two bedikas for herself and for the husband, and his aid rather, and it's talking about Labila, not just for Taurus purposes. So that is the Sheet of Rambam, and it's a Rambam Shitosa. We take a look on the next page, the Kesef Mishnah, on that Rambam Perek Dalad, halacha Yudal Visur Bia, right? Taimo, he quotes the reason behind this Rambam is this Mishnah around by Shammai and so on and so forth. And look at the second line. Ula Tame Ozil. The Rambam is a Tame. Right? He's consistent with his own position. Shesover, Shekol Hadvarim, Shenemrinze, Lola Taras Dafkehem, Ela af b'she'ena suka b'taras ulabai la'ari. That's the Rambam Shitoso, that he says all these discussions are not limited to taras. Again, it's against Rov Rishonim, but that's the Rambam. He says that it's not limited to taras. It's for the kol abayla. Hilchach posik rabzera. Okay, he passes like rabzera. Da'amar medibre kulam nilma bal nefesh lo yivol v'yishne chomar below b'dika. Udalo karava de polak rabzera. Da'amar kitanya ha'hila taras. Benirish is sover Rabbeinu de bal nefesh to Amar Abzera lo mimidus chasidus kamar el shuras hadin. That's how the case of mission is a little difficult to lashon bal nefesh, but again, I don't think that bal nefesh. I should do a search for it. And how does bal nefesh appear in the Rishonim, you know, or in the Gemara? Yeah, it's true that in the language of the Achronim, it's you know, in the poskon on the Shulchan Aruch, bal nefesh means someone who's it's like a chumra, so to speak, but. Question is, when did that meaning take over? But that's certainly the case of Mishnah. Again, you can read what he says. I'm not making it up. The end of source 8, right? He says, "When near the Sover Rabbeinu, the Bal Nefesh, Domar Abzera, love me, this Hasidus, the Kamar, El Shuras Hadin." Okay? So that is the Shita of the Rambam. And again, it's the Rambam L'Shita also. The Ramban, in his Hilchos Nida, in Parakei Osbeis 9, Ramban says, "Banoshim Sheishon Vesas, Mishamsha Shalob Shas Vesam." Okay, ve'enam tzrichas b'dika, u'bol v'shone kama pa'amim, ve'enam tzrichim livdo klal, lo lifnei tashmish, lo la'achrav, lo bein tashmish, lo tashmish, lo huskura b'hen b'dikas eidem, b'talmud ela b'sukos b'taras. Again, that's the Rov Rishonim. Yeah.
I mean, even if so let's say it's Mishuras Hadin, like, then it still wouldn't be, like, what's the difference between saying it's Meikur Hadin, Mishuras Hadin and Midas Chasidus, or Baal HaNefesh? It's still not Meikur Hadin.
No, according to the Rambam, it is Meikur Hadin. According to the Rambam, it is Meikur Hadin.
Because the Mishnah says that it's because of Meshuras Hadin.
That's what he means. He's saying that the Rambam says it's a regular din. Don't be misled by the term.
Not Lifni Meshuras Hadin like
no,
that.
No. Shuras Hadin.
Got it.
It's the din mamish. Yeah, the din mamish. Usually the term Baal Nefesh, yeah, you know, a Baal Nefesh means they're going to have a Rashi, right? They're going to have a Rashi there on the Zayman Beis, the din mamish Baal Nefesh in 5. Chosid, right? Chumra, like you want to say. You know, the person wants to be extra careful, but that's not the way the Rambam learns. As Kesmich explains, when Rav Zera says Baal Nefesh, lo mimidus chasidus. No, it's Shuras Hadin. Okay? Good. So this din appears. It's interesting.
David, in Hakdama to Baal HaNefesh, give a hesber of what he thinks Baal HaNefesh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, it's true. The work is called Baal HaNefesh. Good point. The Rivas work is called the Baal HaNefesh.
Might say something.
I don't remember. He might. I don't think he talks about this though. I don't think so. Okay, I have to look again. And by the way, the Ramban Shita is like, I'm just showing you. Again, we're finishing up the simon here. This is everybody l'shitosam. And the machlokas, you remember, right? You got it, right? We talked about last week, you know, the Rambam holds that these Gemaras, it's a big difference. The Rambam holds these Gemaras are not limited to Taurus, and you see Ramban and others are. So it's interesting, the Beis Yosef quotes a bunch of other Rishonim, I didn't print the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef here prints other Rishonim who agree with Ramban. It's ironic, I don't know why he doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch anything. Here in the end of Sif Beis, the Ramah mentions it. In Source 10, the Ramah mentions this then. Okay, for whatever the reason, the Mechaber doesn't. Ramor writes, "Ve'ein tzrichin livdok atzmam achar kol tashmish u'tashmish she'osin v'layla achas." Okay, they don't have to check after each tashmish that they do it during the night. But ela mekanchin atzman kol ha'layla be'ein. Okay, some kind of kinuach, some kind of cleaning, some surface wiping and cleaning. That's the ulamachar tzrichin bedika v'nim tzadam tmeya. So interestingly, the Ramah would seem to be passing like the Rambam, okay? That you need at least some kind of kinuach after each time, okay? Now, let's recall that we're talking in our simon, remember, Kuf Peivov in Sif Beis, we're talking about Isha She'ein Lavesis. Let's keep that important point in mind. In other words, this ruling here in Sif Beis, In our simon Kuf Peivav is the beginning of this sif. So I don't have a Shulchan Aruch open. I don't have it in front of me now. But Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about Isha Ein Lavesis. That's what we're talking about here. Okay, that's what we're talking about in this sif. Okay, so we're talking about Isha She'ein Lavesis. So here the Ramah is passing like the Rambam that even Bizman Hazeh with no Taurus, she needs some kind of kinuach achar after each and every bila. Now this could be for one of several reasons. There's several different ways to learn what the Ramah might mean, okay? In other words, the Ramah said that only to check after each and every time, they're doing some kind of kinuach. So there's really three different ways to learn it, as I see it. Okay. One, that maybe this is he's passing like the Rambam. Again, the parenthesis, it says, Beis Yosef B'Shem Rambam. Now, it's interesting because I said the Mechaber himself, Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef, doesn't bring this Rambam. It brings, it talks about this Machokas in the Beis Yosef. It doesn't bring the Shulchan. This is the Ramah, right? It's source 10, begins Hagot, it's the Ramah. But the parenthesis, Beis Yosef B'Shem Rambam, again, we don't always know who put those parentheses in, but it could be Lashitas HaRambam that we require Bedika Bizman Hazeh. Okay? Or, it's a bit of a stretch to say this, but because it would Ikar Chosim and a Sefer, but it could be like the Rif that we're talking about the first three times. Remember, the Rif requires the first three times. Okay. Oh, I should mention, by the way, that thing. On Friday, I spoke to a Shechter Shalita about something else, and I asked him, you know, about the first three times. He said, look, a person's a Ben Yeshiva, you know, and would like to be Machmer. It's a reason. It's, he said it's far fetched that there should be a problem. Okay. But you want to be, I'm talking about Ashkenazim, you know, Ashkenazim who don't follow that sheet of three times. But somebody, I didn't look it up. One of you told me that Rabbi Sobolovsky, in his Sefer quotes, somebody Willig is saying absolutely not to do it. Someone who mentioned that, I forgot. Someone mentioned, am I making that up? Did someone say that to me on last week? That in his Sefer, I didn't look it up in his Sefer, but he quotes that Willig said not to be. I thought others also said not. But Rishachta said, okay, it's not a terrible chomer, but it's a chomer. You know, to a person is a ben Torah and he wants to be machmer. Okay, anyway. So, and after he said, I thought I remembered that I once heard that from him before, just I couldn't remember on the spot last week. All right, anyway. So, it could be, this Ramah is talking about the first three times, again, doesn't say it. Or, okay, it could be that this is really Lashitas, all the Rishonim, who say that really Bedika is not needed. What the Ramah is Machmer, Bedika is not needed, but notice the words, Kinuach. Kinuach is some surface, you know, not an internal examination, but more of a surface cleaning. So it could be that the Ramah, while he agrees with the Rov of the Rishonim, that you don't need Bedika and so on, the Bizman Hazeh, all those Gemaras, like the Ramban said, you know, all those Gemaras are talking about are talking about Asukas Petaras, but still some form of kinuach is needed. A bedika is not needed, okay? A bedika, but some form of kinuach is a different way to understand that Ramah. And there are people in Machan to just some surface kinuach based on that. Okay? Good. Next. Everyone with me? Yes? We'll go back to him. All right, source 11, all right, which is a continuation of that same Gemara Nida and Daf Tes Zion Amud Beis. Tes Zion Amud Beis. Amar Abba Amchir Bar Ashi Amar Rav. Bodka b'eid, a different case. Okay, bodka, which is the next thing that the Ramah mentions here in our sim. There's all in Siv Beis in our sim Kuf Peivav. Okay, and the last couple of sifim we'll be able to do quickly, so we'll finish the sif. Definitely finish the sim in Bez Hashem today. So it says Amar Abba Amar Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Bodka b'eid ve'avad. Okay, this is not an uncommon. Actually, I had shalat yesterday. You know, someone shul said the wife to the bedik and lost the cloth. Okay, so it was a different case. It was in the shul came, but it says Amar Abba Amar Chia Bar Rabbi Ashi Amar Bodka be'ed ve'avad. Okay, she lost the cloth, got thrown out by mistake. Okay, so asur l'shamish ad shetivdok. She should not do a bedika until she's if she checked with an aid, it got lost. They can't have tashmish again until she checks again. Okay, until she checks again. That's what it says in the Gemara. Maskif l'Rab Ilo, one second. Okay, Ilu Isa, okay, let's say we would have the aid. It didn't get lost. Ilu Isa, it's here, right? It exists. Okay, Ilu Isa. Milo Mishamsha, Bafagav Delo Yoda. Remember, this is the middle of the night. You're not, even if, let's say, why is this any worse than allowing it to have Tashmish a second time before checking the aid? Right, which you allowed, right? Milo Misham Shavavgav the Yoda. Let's see Rashi. Okay, look at 12. Rashi there, Nida Tazan and Beis. Bodka be'ed belila lifnei tashmish. Okay, so it says, oh, she lost it, then too bad, you can't have tashmish until she checks again. But the Rabbi Ila asked, what do you mean, Ila Isa, even if the aid was not lost, the aid was there. So one second. They can have tashmish, Avgav the Yoda. As Rashi says in 12, the Hala Beisilo, okay, Ad Lamochelo Bodki, not check the next day. But Philo Beishamai Nami, Yeshua Beis Eidim Chol Tashmish Shemeshes Below Neir. Afagav De Lo Yoda, Iyikadam Eidim Tashmish Rishon or not? So our answer is no. Hashta Hashtonami, therefore, the Kash is right. Again, Maska, Ilo also, Ilo Bishamish, Machaka, Avaka, the other Hashtonami to Shamish, or the Rabbi, the Zoo, Mochicha Kayim, Zoo, and Mochicha Kayim. Rashi, Zoo, Mochicha Kayim, third Rashi in 12. Hara Eidla Fanel, Lamocha Tirbe, Omahani Lalataris. Remember, the Chichura, Bonal Shamish, Be Eidim, Shum Tarasu, the Gami, Mincha Dam, Boso, Slifne Tashvish, Tobi Chatas, Kaparosa. It turns out she had Dam. We don't have to do a bedikah until the next day. And it turns out she had Dam. I have to bring a carbon, okay, for be a you know a bowl need a bishogi. But here, but that's when you have tomorrow you're gonna be able to see it. The ain mochicha kayim. The e amr tishamish mata kanas chacham yeshkan the harehu kemo shelo bodka. Okay, it's like she didn't check at all. Okay, that's how he makes the chilek, and that's how the shulchan aruch passes the ramah over here. Okay, in sifbeis, end of sifbeis. Of the low to shamish adshetivdog hove ein lovesas. Let's remember this entire simon was ein lovesas, and when the ein lovesas, we're always afraid that maybe the tashmish triggered her nida. Therefore, she didn't do it again. Okay, next that's the end of siv beis. Next case. Okay, next case actually is not actually brought or dealt with directly in the Shulchan Aruch itself. It's in the Nosei Kelim, but not it's in the Maposkim, but not in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. And this is a different case. The Balei Nefesh, and I was going to derive it, okay, in the Balei Nefesh, Shar HaSvir Bedika Simon Gimel, writes in 14, Od Yesh Acheres, Shitzricha Bedika, O Bedikasa Bedika Kala, Vehi Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish, which is the next Simon, but it applies to here also, okay, Haro Adam Machmas Tashmish, Shitzricha Livdok Pam Rishona, Ushnia Ushlishis, right, that's back to that. And in parentheses, I put Bimros or Bakul or Sula Shamesh. Okay. And then it talks about when does she do the Bedika, how long after we discussed early near. Remember, it has to be X amount of time. It's got to be right near the act of Tashmish and so on in order to qualify her as Roa Machmas Tashmish. Look at the last two lines of 14. V'yesh Omrim She'ein Anu Beki and Achsha B'Shirin Halalu. We don't know exactly how long, you know, it's as long as he could go back in and or not to put it under her pillow. All these different shitas, shiurim. We don't know these shiurim, okay? We don't know these shiurim. Hilcha kol hasomuch lebiya in bodka motzadam neseres al baila ari b'chesu amar chotashmish mistaber kavasei. That's what he says we have to be choshish for. So according to the Ravid, roa dam machmas tashmish requires you to check before the next tashmish. Good. That's the Ravid, okay? So in other words, once a person saw Dam Machmas Tashmish, she has to do a bedika before the next possible Tashmish. All right? Now comes the Balamor. Remember I told you the Balamor has Hasogos. It's sometimes called Sela HaMachlokas in some editions, or Hasogos HaRazor, Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi. That's the Balamor. So on that Simon, the Simon Gimel right there, in Os Hay 15, okay, in this arrangement. So Balamor writes, but Anu ain't lot of bedika bar machmas tashmish al achar bi a shlishis shel bal shlishis. He disagrees. Okay, to go without the details right now, but very quickly, roa dam machmas tashmish. So she has have to divorce this husband. Actually, Shechta once told me had a case like that. You know, she has to divorce this husband. They said she's always roa dam machmas tashmish. How do you live like that? Okay, but she can marry someone else. Maybe it has to do with his particular, you know, the particular intimacy that they have and something about his aver or whatever that causes it. So she can marry a second time. And if it got messed up the second time, also didn't work. So she can marry a third time. If it's a third time, it's a chazoka. It's a problem with her. Okay. But anyway, so the Rabbi Alamor writes in the second line, which is Gemara later on. Fine. Okay. Avo mitchila ein lano bedika. Shekain Amo Mishameshes Parm Rishonos and Shlishes below Hiskaru Ba Bedika Klal. Rias Hargosha he below his Bedika. Okay, when they're talking about a Ria Machmas, Roa Machmas Tashmish, that's not because of a Bedika afterwards. That's because of the Hargosha at the time. We'll talk about that the next sinon. Here what the Balamor is saying, when they talk about Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, not because of a Bedika afterwards. Bottom line, the Balamor disagrees with this Ravid. Okay, and the Balamor says that Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish does not need Bedika before having Tashmish the next time. Okay? And at the end, the Balamor writes, last paragraph, Anu kvarka savnu daitenu b'zev mokom acher. Okay? Ki divir v'chanim ben tignus v'isha sukha v'taras heim. Right? V'isha shein loveses v'lo ro dam machmas tashmish. Okay? It's not talking about dam machmas tashmish and so on. V'zev davar pasha, etc. So it's actually a machokas bottom one of Ivan. It's a machokas achronim had a paskin and piskei tshuva here by us. It's a cotton base in Simkuf Peivov 16. Old kosa shom is the Chavis Das. He quotes the Chavis Das. The imrosa pam achas b'leil tashmish afilu b'mufog me'at tashmish b'chuyeves shuv b'dika achar tashmish came in the siyala v'reyas a pam echad. V'imi isha she'en ovesa tzvicha gimel pam b'dika she'tischazek b'ein roa machmas tashmish. He says the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this Chavis Das. I printed the Chavis Das here, so maybe we'll see it inside. I don't know why I bothered to put the Pesachei Tshuva, but he's quoting the Chavis Das, who says that if there is dam, even if it's somewhat removed from the time of the Tashmish, there needs to be a Bedika done before Tashmish can be done again. And look at the Chavis Das. It's here in our Simon Kuf Peivov in Sukkot and Beis in the Biurim 17. Well, if he's there, Nira, it holds like the Rabbi, we have to be Machmir. The Isha Shiyesh Lovesses. The vada imlod v'areis hashuv boy bedika achar tashmish, the stomach kasani nisa and so on. Rahainu the boy bedika, like basically kamosha cause the spiritual ravid, like the ravid says, and but the idea that 1 second, al madavka be'ain loves boy bedika gimel pamim. Yeah, look at the third line from the end. Hayotzim said the isha she'ain loves lo boy bedika. He says the woman's ain love vessels and she now sees machmas tashmish, so she's now we have a concern. She's always going to need a bedika before tashmish, unless until three times she has bia without seeing dam. Okay, then she has a chazaka that she's not raw dam machmatash. That's isha ein loveses, but isha yesh loveses only will need the bedika just the first time afterwards. Okay, you lo motzah shuv ein otzicha bedika. But the bottom line is the Chavis Das is machmer like the ravid that you need to do a bedika after seeing dam machmatashmish. So that's the chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch Harav Balatanya. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in not an arsim, it's the next simon kuf pei zayin, which is actually the simon of raw machmatashmish. Okay, he is making like the Balamor. Here in the Sukkot and Beis, I printed 18, Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says, V'arayvid klasa de mishmesh od gimel pomish from the Sfilei de lomikro v'achatash el kashabod ka'atzma and so on, and utzvicha bedika achat hashmish v'lifnei tashmish. Although he says at the end, that paragraph, Ria Kamai said, the Lobodka called him Tashma Lab Minyanahu. The first one was nobody doesn't count to the three. Okay. Barazar, Rabin Azrakal Ramor, the Balamor, Cholekalov. Okay. And he said, Enetzricha Bedika Klal. That you don't need Bedika. And that's what Rav Nachman Tashmish is. So the, and he says that the, he says that's how the post can hold. Vechain Mashman Stimus Kala Postkim, Shalom Iskiru Chiv Bedika Zeb. And that's why we hold not like the Ravid. So most of the people hold not like the Ravid, that she does not have to check before having Tashmish again. Okay, why are we passing like the Balamor? And Rav Dam Machmas Tashmish doesn't need it. Okay, again, this is not here in the Shulchan Aruch at all, but it's the Machokas Achronim, the Machokas Rishon, the Ravid, the Balamor, and the Machokas Achronim, the Chavis Das, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. In number 19, and this is the last major thing in this Simon, can I go on Evan, with me? This is straightforward, right? Okay, number 19. There's a fascinating Chumas Hadeshin who discusses what we might call a partial versus kavua. What do you mean a partial versus kavua? Very interesting din. Chumas Hadeshin in his Chumas Simon Reish Mem Zion 19. Isha Shiragila Liros means that Shala Olam Lo Bepachos Miyadala Yamachat Filosom. This woman never sees less than 14 days after her tefillah. Okay? Whatever it is on the cycle. She never sees. After that, could be 15th day, could be 18th day, could be 22nd. There's no versus kavua there. Lefom betesvava, betesana, yudzayin, lefom bechafala, chokim, chavdalet, lachar tefila. Ein lo kriyas lo dilugam halalu klas. She has no kriyas, right? So the question is she considered ein lo versus? Or yesh loveses, right? We're over discussion again that isha she'ain loveses, according to some anyway, require bedika. I mean, bedika labayla before tashmish. So the Baal of Chumas Hadeshin was asked, or he asked himself, a woman who has this partial bedika, a partial veses, a veses kavua to an extent, It's never less than X number of days. Once you pass that threshold, then it can be any time. Then it's taka in lovesa. So what's your status? What's your status? So he writes, Yerod, the zoo ain't a tzricha b'dika klal, l'chol ha'shet ha'shamash kodem arba sayom l'tvilosa. She said, we taka split the psak. If it's, she's having bia in a time where she never gets, and then she's called a vesa for that purpose, called a vesa's kavua. She never has a ria less than 14 days. So from the first 14 days, you have to tefillah. No bedika is necessary. Okay? So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch, for all those days, then she's kavua. Okay? Even according to Rabbeinu Chanana, whom the Rosh Shalai, Rabbeinu Tam, the Pasuk ain't a vesa boy bedika labayla. Because of our Zeru of Ashir, Sheish Lachm, again, we saw that already last week, right? That even those who want to be Machmer, the Rosh didn't want to go against the Rabbi Chananel. But even according to them, says the Shumas Hadeshin, but in those first 14 days, I mean, he picks the number 14. You pick your own number, whatever the number is, okay? You don't have to, that for that purpose, he's called Yeshua Kavu Vestas Kavua. And therefore, even according to those who are Machmer, that a woman with a Vestas and a Kavu has to do because she wouldn't have to. However, okay, the komokam near the hachish alav ain leves the mikra kodem arba asiyomim. Okay, and that's what he's saying. She's not going to be called ain, even though ain leves is, she doesn't have a fixed time she gets it, but she never gets it within X number of days. So for that, she's called yesh leves. That's what the Chumash Hadeshin says. And here in Siv Gimel by us, in Siv Kuf Peivov, Siv Gimel 20, that's on the Shoshana Paskins. And the next Siv, Isha she ain aroa bepachus vidalad yom achat tefilosa. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this Trumas Hadeshin. Okay? Chavos Das has a problem with this. Again, here in the Biurim and Sivkot and Gimel, he says, Libi Megamgen Bedinze. I find this very, very difficult. The E name of the Machman Suhuksuk or Shoshosh Pomim Shaina Roy Biomim Elu, Havadina. Okay. If she three times, you know, it's been established she never sees within 14 days or whatever your magic number is. Okay. If that's the case, so what now is going to be in the following situation? Im Kain, second line of 21. Isha Shehiroa Tamid Achar Shloshim Yom. Okay, a woman, you said 14. I'm going to say 30. Day 30 since her last period. Okay, you said 14 since her tefillah. I'm going to give a hechatimsa of day, says the Chavos Das. I'm going to give a hechatimsa of day 30 after Aria. So she never sees before day 30. Achar shoshim yo en lovesis. After 30 days, it can be any time. And he says nothing fixed, no pattern, nothing. But it's never before 30 days. Okay, so that means, right, sometimes earlier, sometimes later. Lo tochush la ona benenis. Remember we discussed and we'll talk more about it. We met owner Bainanus is day 30, right? Someone doesn't have a vessel. So after day 30 is a normal time. So that's called the owner Bainanus. So now you're going to say that in this case with this woman, and I think it's not that uncommon, there are a lot of people who never have to do the owner Bainanus. The owner Bainanus. The ha is chazka shalotirad lachalavid yom. According to this Truma Sedeshin, she has a chazaka. She'll never see till after day 30. So why would she have to keep the owner Bainanus of day 30? She said the owner, the day 30 is like the 14, you know, in the Trumas Hadeshin's tzior, right? So we'll never have the owner Bainanus, right? V'havi kisha sheisha v'eshe, ena choshe, la owner Bainanus. And he says, v'hav v'adai lesik, and v'chav v'chav poskim. The poskim don't seem to hold this way, okay? Because we only, sof is a woman, she's an ain lov eses, she doesn't have a veses. Right? Until we saw this, we defined the term ein leves as she doesn't have any fixed time. Well, this woman doesn't have any fixed time. She doesn't. Sometimes day 32, sometimes day 33, sometimes day 35. There's no pattern. Now she's not ein leves. And we usually assume that ein leves is has to be chosher and owner bananas. But the Chavos Das says, but the Chumash Hadeshin puts the brakes on that din in a major way. He's saying if she has a chazaka that she never sees before day 32, let's say, she'll never have to keep the owner bananas. Right? So that really restricts the owner bananas. Yeah.
So she doesn't have, what's the problem? So then she just doesn't keep it owner bananas.
Again, so the problem is, the problem is that you're really limiting the din of owner bananas. Because very often, probably, women don't see left. But That's the point. So that's the Chavis Das. That's the Chavis Das. You eliminate the din. Comes along the Sidre Tara, not in Arisimon, but in Simon Kuf Pei Tes, in Simkot and Chav. Okay. Basically, says what you just said. So they have it. In a Chanami. So she won't have it. On a Bayanis. In a Chanami. That's what Sidre Tara writes. Okay. Not here by us, but in Simon Kuf Pei Tes. He says the Chavis Das, is right, but near the chard the davkri chay gam is rosh alamed lam beis lam dal who does tzvi halachos ainu benenus rish yom lam dal avil haisa roel lamed alav chak lam beis lam dal chay gam the lo haisa tzvi halachos ainu benenus came in the huxik of shalom tira tochsoshim he's right and a chalami he's right within 30 days taka if it never happens before 30 days then taka wouldn't have to be. Afagav the Acher Shoshim ain't Lavesas Kavua. She has no Vesas Kavua because after day 30, it's random. It's 33, 34, every time different. Bekomachem Tok Shoshim Husla Shlo Tira. Okay? Kosher Kosher Shmuz Hadeshin, based on Shmuz Hadeshin. That's how Mechaber Paskin is by us. It's Simukuf Pavov Siv Gimel. Zaino Chanami. Okay? The only thing he says is maybe that the whole dinner of Shmuz Hadeshin was only with regards to Bedika, okay, and not with regards to. Being, choshe not to have bia that day. Now that's a further issue. In other words, when we speak about it, chomer on abandonment, maybe the whole din, okay, the yeshlo, look at the last couple lines, miu yeshlo of 22, and that's sidrei tara, miu yeshlo omar, de iu lo hekel el inyan bedikel if ne tashmish, okay? But that's a cooler, but maybe other things will not be a cooler. All right. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva about this in... Igros Moshe Yordei Chelik Beis Simon Ayin Beis, okay. Ramosha and Anof Aleph 23. Ramosha's yes Hine Bidvar Isha Shetamid Hayaroa Achar Shloshim. She always sees after 30. Aba Achar Shloshim Ein Lavesis, but again our case right, but she doesn't have any vessels after day 30. Im Tzricha Lochush Loan Abandonus or not. Bashir Shadayin Ein Lo Vessels Kavua. Sof Kol Sof. She doesn't have, Ramosha spells it out. Sof Kol Sof. This woman is an Ein Lo Vessels Kavua. That's the reality. She has no Vessels Kavua because she has no fixed day or fixed pattern on what she always sees. And Badin Be Ein Lo Vessels Kavua Shechoshesh Loan Abandonus. Right? She has to be Choshesh Loan Abandonus. Kedisa Reishim Kuf Beit. That's good. Oh, so, what's her status? Oh, the Kevin Shakori Osel Hoyle Acher Shoshim, Hukbala Vesses Linian Zesh, Ain't a Rob, on a Benis, therefore, Ain't a Tsuchalachos on a Benis. In other words, as to clarify, do we look at her globally? She's an Isha Shain Levesses, right? And we have a rule that Isha Shain Levesses has to be Choshish on a Benis. Do we view her that way? Or do we view her? No, she has this part with the Chumas Hadesh introduces this partial Vesses Kavua. It's Vesis Kavua in that she never sees before day X. And the day X is after 30, so the taxi wouldn't have to keep the owner abandonist. Okay? And then the remotion is Tshuva. Again, this is a Yerdei Chelik Beis and Ein Beis. At the end of the formulating the question, he says, I quote our Psak, our Shulchan Aruch, some Kuf Pevav Siv Gimel. Bishan Rob Pachas Yud Dialad Yom. Same thing as Yud Dalad. Okay? All right? And so... whoever asked in the Shaila, Prittas, I don't remember now, but Shamato Shadaiti Notas Sheena Tsuchalachos Bana Benanis, Katsara Beis. And you heard that my opinion was more like that she doesn't have to be like the Sidri Tara, not like the Chavis Das. So he writes, Hine Pligi Bezerabos and Rachom, she quotes the Sidri Tara, Simkupe Tesim Kotnachov, at the end of Sikotnachov, the part that I quoted for you, okay? That you only have to be choshev on a benis. That sometimes it's after 30, sometimes before. But if it's always after, then you don't have to be choshev, right? Like the sidrei tara, all right? Because afshe ein lavesis kavua in general, she doesn't have to kavua in the third line, the second paragraph. Ein atzvicha lachos on a benis. We call makom huchzikah shalot tira anach choshev. Okay, and dima zela din shaad yudalad. Like the Chumas Hadeshin's case, which the Mechaber passes like in our Sif. Okay, here in Sim Kuf Pei Bav Sim Gimel. Abba Chavas Das, Sim Kuf Pei Bav Sim Gimel. Sover Pshita Shechal Shesh Lo Onu Benenis. He spells out the Shitas. Okay. At the end, basically, he is Mekel like the Sidrei Tara. You don't have to worry about it. Just one moment. Yeah. So he says, because what is the whole din of choshesh and chashash that you'll see dam? Yeah, aveses, what does it mean, right? Aveses means, at the beginning of the last paragraph there, aveses means that we're not choshesh korom aveses, umuta lavo ala, right? They're muta, even when she's sleeping, all the case when he came back from the trip that we discussed, okay? So the veses basically is mater her not to worry any time before the veses. The most just clarifying what's the whole idea that Yeshua Yeshua Ves won't have to worry about it. What does it mean? Because the establishment of a veses, what it does is it mater her any time prior to the veses, right? Any time prior to the veses. So a mela, it should be the same thing over here, okay? We don't have to worry about any time prior to day whatever. So if day 30, whatever the threshold is, X, you know, with the Tzumas HaDeshen gave 14 from the Tvila as the example. But whatever the X cutoff point is, if she never sees before then, so then we don't have to worry about Kodem HaVesis. That's what it means. And that's how Moshe seems to hold as well, just in explaining what HaVesis Kavu accomplishes. It means we don't have to worry that she's going to see before the arrival of this date. Well, here we have proof that she's not going to see. So she would not seem to have to worry about the owner Beninus either. All right. Now, it's just interesting that something emerges from here. And that is, just a second. Yeah. What emerges from here, let's go back to the riff and the rive and others about the 3-day business. Okay. We always thought, not 3 days, I mean the first three times. We always thought that the first three times means the first three times they have tashmish, which is true. But to do a bedika the first three times. But in this situation, okay, how are you going to determine? You would have to do a bedika after, let's figure this out now. Because once she changes from a kavua to ain't a kavua, based on Tzumas HaDeshen, okay, based on Tzumas HaDeshen. 1 minute. See, a woman. What does the bedika do? Okay, a woman who is a vesa she'ena kavua, the bedika rules out tashmish as the trigger for Riyas Dam. That's what the bedika does. Okay, but the bedika will only be relevant in that case. Okay, after she has a chalos a vesa she'ena kavua. In other words, well, let's spell through again. The whole idea of Vesa Shena Kavua requiring a Bedika is to rule out the possibility that the trigger, we don't know what a trigger is. She's a Vesa Shena Kavua. So Bedika wants to make sure that the Tashma is not going to be the trigger. The Tashma is not going to be the trigger for her Re'ios. So the Bedika is only relevant at a time when she's considered Ena Kavua. So you actually have to do the first three bedikas would be have to be at a time when she's in a kavua. So if a woman is kavua, she never sees less than, in other words, if a woman never sees, she knows she's a kavua, she never sees, go back to Tzumas HaDeshen's example, she never sees 14, less than 14 days later. She never sees. So at that point, she's a vesas kavua. So doing a bedika during that time is not going to help. So of course, she's going to come out clean. She never has a problem during those days. If you want to be machmir, it would have to be during a time when she's ena kavua. The three times to establish that she's not raw machmir's tashmish would have to be during the time when she's labeled the vesesh ena kavua. So this woman who's a partial kavua, partial ena kavua, right? That's what emerges. A woman who's partial kavua, partial ena kavua, examining three times is only at the time when she is take and ain't a kavua. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the whole chumrah, okay, the whole chumrah has got to be after the day in which she at some point, day X, she changes from being a kavua to an ain't a kavua, based on Tzumas HaDeshen, all right? Because it's only for a woman who's ain't a kavua that the bedika rules out tashmish as a trigger. Okay, so the bedikas are only relevant at the time she gets the chalos, so to speak, of being ena kavua. All right, so those first three bedikos, you know, are, is that right? Let me think that through. the first three bedikas. See, that again, that's another reason why these first three bedikas are complicated. Because lav dafka, what I'm just trying to point out, it's lav dafka the first three times that she has bia at all. She knows her cycle. Okay, if she never has a re'ia within 14 days, and that's when you're having relations with her, that doesn't count towards the first, those, if you want to be machmer for those three times, because it's got to be, the bedikah is only relevant to ein lavesis. So if ein lavesis, you have to wait until she hits the target of ein lavesis. That doesn't, whether the changeover day is day 14 or day 16, which was a deshin, says changeover day is day 14. So after that, you have to check three times. That's just another reason why these first three things are complicated. Okay, let's just finish up the simon. Okay, Siv Dalid simply says, a simple din, Yesh la'odam la'aniach es ishto shedivtok es atzma be'ed shalo. Mitoch shenemen es al shalo, anemen es al shalo. Okay, she's nemenes that the cloth was, to say what caused the dam. In other words, the woman has them. A man can allow a woman to check herself because she's nemenes on herself, right? So she's also nemenes on him, all right. So therefore she can use his aid. She's also she can check the aid. I mean, she can check his aid. Okay. In other words, it's not a big kiddush. Huh?
This is consistent with what the rabbi said before about meaning the shonos of tivdok versus kinuach, that the kinuach is actually the action of collecting whatever is there.
Yeah, and a bedika.
And
different.
Then the bedika is afterwards, sort of.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good point. I mean, in the morning, it's later. It's the act of right. Correct. Like we saw the right. That's a good point. All right, that's true. Okay, but all he's saying that she can check the aid for his. And she says that it's it was clean or wasn't clean, whatever. So she's believed just like she's believed about her own, okay. And really, actually, the Biar Gro says sort of like you're saying. The Biar Gro in Sivkot and Zion here, 25. Biar Gro writes, "Yesh l'adam shalachin huskar bedika kol bedido bodka." Okay, tivdok. That's sort of what you're saying in a way, right? It's bodka. She checked it. She checked even his as well. She checked. Okay, again, not a big. Not a big deal. Finally, very strange sif. Okay. The sif hey. All right. Simkuf pevov sif hey. Very strange sif. Once in a while in the Shulchan Aruch we have this. Okay. Im roh sadam machmas tashmish shalosh pomim ritzufim asura l'shamish l'olam oso bal. Right. Once she three times in a row roh sadam machmas tashmish, she's also to be with this bal. What's strange about this? It concludes v'yisbor b'simen shachazeh. This is all going to be explained in the next siman. So I don't know, the Mechaber is saying, stay tuned. Okay, it's like, you're giving a preview of coming attractions. Okay, Lahavdil, it's the end of the program. They'll say, next week, we'll discuss, tune in next week when whatever happens. Tune in next time. Or they give you a little at the end. Today it's on, on Netflix or whatever. At the very end, they tell you what's coming up next. So where would you find that in the Shulchan Aruch? I mean, that's what I said, it's a little bit of an unusual sif. I don't have too much to say about it because he's just telling you. Take a look in the next siman. Okay, I think we find. I was trying to think of other examples where I may have found such a thing. The truth is, if I'm not mistaken, just to flow into my head now, so I didn't chance to look it up. But I think at the very end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, the last thing Hilchos Yom Kippurim says at the minute is to build the sukkah or to start building the sukkah the night, immediately after Yom Kippur. And it's also the first siman in Hilchos Sukkah. So you have such a thing. Someone had a chance to look it up. It's Tav Reish something. I forgot already. Tav Reish Yud Ches, I forgot already. But take a look in the Shulchan. It's not exactly the same because I don't think over there it says, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think over there it says Yisbor B'Simen Shacharzeh. But, once I have a Mishnah Berurah handy right here, I'll just check it quickly. Okay, so let me just look at the very end of Hilchos Yom Kippur, just went into my head. A tough resh, Chof Dalet, Seder Motzei Yom Kippurim, right? Tough resh Chof Dalet. Just a moment. So I'm going to find it then. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought it says it here, no? And there are more. Yeah, the very end of the Ramon, it's in Tofresh Chof Hei, Maschilin Miyad B'motzo Yom Kippur B'asiyas HaSukkah, K'dei Lotzeis M'mitzel Mitzvah. That's the very end of Simon Tofresh Chof Dalet. Tofresh Chof Hei, Orochaim. Next thing, Tofresh Chof Ov, okay, I'm sorry, next thing, that was Tofresh Chof Dalet, so that's the first time. The very end of Simon Tofresh Chof Dalet, Ramon writes that the meaning is to start building the Sukkah right away, okay? And in Sinat Tofresh Chof Hei, Sifalav, the Ramo, again, right, U'mitzvah sakin asukam yad lachem kippurim. Okay, so, all right, there's a little difference in language there, and people talk about it, but then every once in a while you find something like this. But here it's a little strange. It tells you the din, to stay tuned for coming attractions. Ro'a dam machmas tashmish, shalosh from mitzufim, asur l'sham shalom m'mos ho'bal, and yizbor b'simen shacharzeh, so we'll leave it for the Simon Shacharzeh. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with that tomorrow. We'll forward you the Marmar Kamas for the next Shirim. Okay? Wish everybody a good day.
And, thank you very much.
Okay, very nice.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Okay.